Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the superior way.
Well, cattle producers, since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online with SuperiorClickToBid.com. To learn more about America's leading cattle marketing organization, you can call Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com. Superior Livestock, a proud part of National Livestock Credit, an organization been serving the cattle industry since 1932. Remember, at Superior, we bring the market to you.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
Cattle futures today finished on a strong note with August feeders up 45 at 139.05, about 195 off of the low from earlier today. And the market did flirt with contract lows that were set back in the middle part of June here. Yesterday's low in the August feeder was within striking distance, within a couple bucks of that low. So there was a lot of thinking that that market would go ahead and test it or maybe break through it. Hasn't done it yet, and today's good strong rebound gives a little bit more positive outlook here. The 50-day moving average on the August feeder is still 144.13, so we're still below that at the current prices. But there's a chance it could go back to test that moving average. Now, live cattle bounced as well. In August, we were quite a bit off the lows. Contract lows of 108.72 from earlier today. We closed up $2.52 to close here at 111.42. So a good reversal action there as that market did go make new contract lows and then yesterday and then bounce today. So some positive momentum there. Box beef at midday, choice down 31 cents at 206.07, select at 196.63, up 59. Cash markets right now are 116 bid in Kansas and Texas and 120 ask.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Corn and wheat and cotton today were quite strong here. Corn up 10 cents following yesterday's USDA report. Beans closed up 18 to 20 cents with November new crop beans up 17 and 3 quarters at 1104 and 3 quarters. And then really good move here in cotton futures, 73.28. That's the highest level in over 2 years for that cotton contract. So some really good feelings there with that, given the fact that wheat is so low. A lot of the same wheat growers are also cotton farmers, and so that's really been beneficial. There has been interest in the options market and buying puts for decent March cotton today. So I think that'll continue as long as that cotton price stays high. Now, wheat futures closed quite a bit off their high, about 11 cents off their high in the Kansas City wheat. December Kansas City finished in the red, down a penny at 447 and a quarter, while Chicago wheat was just slightly higher here. Now, yesterday's USDA report updated a lot of numbers. We're still pretty tight in the soybean ending stocks number. Corn was a little bit lower as well, but wheat, we still have a lot of wheat, and not only here in the United States, but also around the world, and that could continue to weigh on prices going forward. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.